As a freshman, I recommend you read Until We Meet Again by Renee Collins sometime during your freshman year. It is a young adult novel with a little bit of sci-fi and romance intertwined with it. It follows the story of the star-crossed lovers, Cassandra and Lawrence. Cassandra lives in 2015 in a beach house in Massachusetts. But Lawrence lives in that same house almost 100 years ago. They meet by chance on a beach behind the house, and somehow they fall in love, but realize that they can only meet on that beach. By some twist of fate, Cassandra finds out something that completely alters everything they have. Now both of them have to race against time to figure out if there's any way they can ever save their love and be like they were before. It's really a good book, told through different perspective, which makes it a lot more fun to read. It's told through Cassandra's perspective and Lawrence's. Lawrence being in 1925, it is very interesting. It's really a good book. And it's really hard, if you like romance the same way I do, it's really hard not to become emotionally invested in the characters. This book was written in a way that keeps the reader interested throughout the whole thing. And it is really a wonderful book that I think everyone should have the privilege of reading. So I'm going to read you the prologue to it to give you a little gist of it. The beach is empty in the fading glow of twilight. The waves roll up on the rocks in sweeping curls of white foam. The sand glistens like wet steel. The grass bends low in tiny bright night wind. Always changing, yet always the same. I imagine the beach has looked like this since the beginning of time. Stepping onto soft terrain, I feel transported into some ancient evening, eons ago. Long before my uncle had claimed this land as his own, long before a man had dared taint these shores, I wish the fleeting vision were true. My gaze falls onto the moon's reflection on the water. It's broken into shards on the black sea, tossed with each wave. A small white shape catches my eye. In its glare of the reflection, I nearly miss it. I step into a wave break. A seabird, dead and limp, is rolling back and forth in the foam, her wings spread open, her white-brown speckled breast exposed. I lift the small creature into my palm. What killed her? I wonder. There's no sign of injury. Did she drown in the sea? Pinching her brittle, fragile leg between my fingers, I notice a small metal band snapped around her ankle. The sight startles me. Examining closer, I catch faint impressions of numbers and letters etched into the band. But something in me resists reading them. I can't say why. Why does it matter, anyhow? The poor creature is dead. And she reminds me that there is no going back. Time howls on like the wind. And it is only weaker creatures like this bird that succumb to it. Even the strongest man will fall before its crushing forward push. I set the bird back into the water and the tide pulls her away. I accept this truth. Soon the summer will be over. Far too soon.